questions that you can ask.
Panchatattva manifestation is very special. Lord appearing these five features, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Sivas. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Radharani and Krishna. So why he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Because Krishna is thinking that how my devotees are enjoying serving me, I should also release that taste. So who is my best devotee enjoying best out of me? That was Srimati Radharani. That's why he accepted mood of Srimati Radharani and came as Gauranga. And Balaram Haila Nitai. Brajendra Nandana Jai Satsuta Haila Sai Balaram Haila Nitai. So Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. Then Advaita Acharya, his Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, combination of Sadashiva and Mahavishnu. Then came Gadadhar. Gadadhar is Radharani. And Srivas is Narad Muni. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came because Advaita Acharya was praying. During that time, 500 years ago, before Mahaprabhu descended, the situation in Navadvip was very bad. People were not so much interested for bhakti. And very few devotees were there. And the situation was so bad. Advaita Acharya thought, unless Swayam Bhagavan comes, who will deliver these people? They are so degraded. Then he started to worship Shalagram Shilavuti, Tulasi and Ganga water. So Mahaprabhu came. The five of them, they came. They stated that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that now I have brought this tree of prema. And prema fruits of prema, so much fruits are there, how alone I can distribute this? Ekala ami malakar, kotoba khaiva, how much I can eat, and how much I can distribute. That's why he gave order to everybody. You distribute this love of Godhead. And you distribute to whom? To anybody you find. Deha jare tare, anybody you find. Since this is five of them, they came. And they plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and distributing to everyone. So this love of Godhead Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought as a great, he had some speciality. So what is that speciality? All of you know in this material world, 1 minus 1 equal to what? 0. But in Vaikuntha spiritual world, 1 minus 1 equal to, you know how much? Don't know? 1 minus 1 equal to 1. In Ishvapanishad, they have stated, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasa Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishate. In Vaikuntha, if it is 1, you take out 1, 1 will stay behind that. This is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Material world, 1 minus 1 equal to 0. But Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 equal to 1. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamujyate. If it is Purna 1, take out 1, will be 1 will stay behind there. Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something very special. There 1 minus 1 equal to 2, somebody is telling. If something is there, you take 1, then it will become 2. If that would happen here, for us, it would be so nice. We would not lack anything. It would double. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought this Prema Bhakti. He brought this Prema Bhakti. If you have a bucket full of water, having a quality, you take out something, it will double. and her bucket full of water, and we will take out one lota of water out of that bucket, then what will happen? Yes, it will overflow. Understand? It will overflow. The same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought this love of Godhead, and when you distribute it, what will happen? It will increase more and more. It will overflow. The flood of love of Godhead will spread all over the world. When the water flowing through the river, some people take trouble to take bath in the river. And some are very lazy to go there. They don't go to the river. But when flood comes, then what happens? The river water comes to your doorstep. In the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. For Krishna told Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sranam Braja. Understand? You give up everything, surrender unto me, then I will save you from all sinful reactions. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling you, give up everything, surrender unto me. What to speak of give up everything, surrendering unto him? Even if somebody is running out, he is running behind him. That is Mahaprabhu's speciality. Just like people, they don't take bath, they don't go to take bath in a river, but floods, river water comes to the doorstep. In the same way, Mahaprabhu's Premabanya, the flood of love of God is spreading. This is magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he is giving bhakti yoga. What is this bhakti yoga? This bhakti yoga is sampad. This is wealth. Chira adadata nijagupta bitam supremanama mritamattutaram. Being very magnanimous. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is giving out his gupta bitam, his hidden treasure. Very precious hidden treasure. He has never gives this. But he is giving. To whom he is giving? He is not looking who is qualified to get it, who is not qualified to get it. He is giving to everybody. To most unqualified person he is giving the most precious things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that magnanimous. Just like you have in your bank account, you have £1,000,000. Will you give one blank check to anybody, signing on a blank check? Will you give? Anybody has £1,000,000 here? In future you will have. Now you are all students. Nobody will do that. Who will do that? But if somebody goes mad, then he will sign and give to somebody. The same way Supreme Personality of Godhead, he got mad. He didn't consider anything, whom to give, whom not to give. So he's giving to everybody. Even people they don't want, they run away from him. Just like all the Indians who came here to make money. But Mahaprabhu is running behind, hey, where are you going? Come here, pulling your hair. Take this, love of Godhead. Huh? Otherwise, where you all would be? You would get vast eye somewhere, all of us, Indian, Westerners, everybody. So Mahaprabhu is so merciful. The flood taking place. So love of God had reaching door to door, door to door, door to door. And it was predicted. That time Nityananda was predicted. When they all appeared. In fact, wherever Lord appears, in due course of time, that place gets destroyed. That place vanished. Just like Dwaraka happened that like that also. In the same way, Nityananda Prabhu had predicted, this place will get washed away. This city will be destroyed. What we call now Navadvip city, that is not the real Navadvip. That time it was not like that. That is Koladvip. Navadvip means nine islands. Even the people there in Bengal, they do not know these things. People of Navadvip, they don't know also. They think this is Navadvip. But Navadvip is nine islands. Four islands on the eastern side of Ganges, five islands western side of Ganges. Any of you remember? I told you. So the real city was a very big city, and he had predicted that this whole city will be destroyed, go into the Ganges, and nobody will be here. And after 450 years,
again the city will manifest. When Prabhupada went there, when our ISKCON fast Prabhupada Bhajan Kutri was there, so all filled, only cultivation filled. And prior to that, when Bhaktisiddhanta Sthun Thakur came, there is nobody staying there, only filled, paddy filled. I have heard the whole day, maybe 10-20 people used to go on that road, walk on that road. And we see how in these 30 years, how so many things are happening. Not only ISKCON campus growing, all the surrounding area, people coming, and the city is manifesting again. People building house, city is manifesting. And that time also he had predicted that this temple will manifest here. Panchayat will manifest, temple will manifest, and how the whole world will worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? People in America, German, Japan, China, Rus, worshiping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has told, Prithivite Achyata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Pracharita Haivamaranam. In whole world, my name will spread. Every village and town, my name will spread. But nobody believed. What to speak of nobody, even if Vaishnavs, they did not believe. Who can imagine? People of America, German, Japan, Russia and Africa, they will follow these regulatory principles of no meat eating, gambling, intoxication, and cow meat eating there. And what is cow meat they are eating? They drink cow blood in Africa. And these people becoming devotee. And who can imagine that? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has told, he has predicted. So just see, this proves, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mangala has mentioned that I am now preaching all over India, but one of my great Senapati Bhakta will come. Senapati, you know Senapati? What is Senapati? General will come. And the whole world will accept. He will preach all over the world. In scripture says, Jane Jane Shakti Dhare Brahmanda Tarite Pare. The one person will be empowered to deliver the whole universe. And we see how this proves that Prabhupada is empowered. Because in Kali Kale, Yugadharma Naam Sankirtan, the Krishna Shakti Binanai Tar Pravartan. In this age of Kali, Yugadharma Jharinam Sankirtan and with that Krishna's power, one can't promote this. So Chaitanya Prabhupada has promoted this. So this proves these things will happen. Now, Panchayat deities, they manifested. And after these deities manifested, now so many visitors coming. Not only from India. This winter people come from the whole world. Now there are group tours coming from Europe, from Germany, Switzerland, Holland, all from America. So like this one day will come, when our temple will be completed. Just like thousands of people going to see Vatican City. No? Whether you are Hindu or Christian, Muslim, doesn't matter. Everybody will go to see Vatican City. In this way, whole world will come. See, Jesus Christ is known all over the world, right? How many people know Krishna? How many percentage of people know Krishna? But is there anybody in the whole world that doesn't know Jesus Christ? I don't think so. Right? Everybody must be knowing. Whoever going to school, unless there is some remote village, they will know Jesus Christ. But the Lord Krishna, not many people know. So by our endeavor, this Mayapur city, this prediction will be fulfilled, and people from whole world will come there. So when you will grow, you should come to Mayapur city also to manage Mayapur city. Mayapur city is big management, little city. Now already it is a big project, big factory, company. So many people, so much money, so many things happening there. We call it tourism industry. Mayapur is tourism industry. So this is to give opportunity for the whole world to take shelter under the lotus feet of Panchatattva. And Siddha Mayapur is very merciful dham. In this age of Kali, all other dhams, will hide their glory. Their glories will be hidden. But Mayapur Dham, glories will manifest more and more. The other dhams, gradually, they will disappear. But Mayapur Dham, glory will be more and more. So that's why it's very important to take shelter of Panchatattva. By attending Gaura Arati, you will get more mercy. Definitely, by doing anything with Gauranga, you will get more mercy. You go to Dham, Gauranga Dham, chant Gauranga name, to Arati to Gauranga, because he is the most merciful form of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Among Lord has unlimited form. Among unlimited form, different form has a different speciality. But this form speciality is his very magnanimous. So that's why by attending Gaura Arati, not you will derive auspiciousness, whole world will derive auspiciousness. Jagajana manalava. It gives pleasure to the mind of the people of whole universe, whole world. So definitely to attend Gaura Arati is very auspicious. The art of praying is you should pray from the core of our heart, not from superficially. And what we should pray? Mahaprabhu has taught us, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani janmanishare bhavatat bhakti rahiti kute. He has taught us what we should pray. Na dhanam, I am not praying for opulence. Na janam, I am not praying for followers. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, I am not praying for beautiful wife. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang ba jagadisha kamai. He Jagadishar, I don't desire this. Mama janmani janmeshare. Means I don't want liberation also. Let me take birth again and again. But all I want, bhavatat bhaktir ahitikitoi. I want a causeless devotion unto your lotus feet. This we should pray. But who will like to pray like this? I don't want dhana, I don't want jana, I don't want. Then he'll be scared, oh, if I pray like this, I'll become poor. I'll not get good job. I'll have no business. He'll be hesitant, no? Pray this like, tell Lord, I don't need dhana, this, that. In fact, the dhanam, janam, sundaristri, we don't have to pray God for this. That will come according to our karma. We don't have to ask, Lord, please give me $1,000,000. We do not know what is good for us. The Lord will give them $1,000,000. Without $1,000,000, what problem we had, after having, you made 10 times more problem with. You understand? So we should not be so, think so intelligent, oh, God, give me this, give me that. We do not know what is good for us. But Lord knows. Sometimes Lord will take away something from us. We may cry. We may blame Lord, oh, why God is doing like this to me? He is so cruel. But we do not know. He has some higher purpose of doing this. He has a higher purpose of doing this. So when we develop love, devotion under the lotus feet of Krishna, mama janmani janmani sare bhavatat bhakti rahitukitai, onto his lotus feet, if he develop devotion, then what will happen? See, people in this material world, they feel apparently happy when they get something. Isn't it? When you have a nice house, nice wife, you feel happy. But when you don't have, you don't feel happy. But if we become devotee of Krishna, whether we have, whether we don't have, we will become happy. Whether we have or we don't have. And this material world is designed in such a way, sometimes you will have, sometimes you will not have. So if we become devotee of Krishna, then this is advantage. Devotees of Krishna does not mean I will become millionaire. By his mercy you can be also. I am not saying that you will not become millionaire. You will become millionaire, but that is a byproduct of devotion. That is not the goal of the devotion, what we will get. Purpose of devotion not that we will get bodily comfort or mental peace. But still why people they want to become devotee if there is no bodily comfort, no mental peace? You may not get bodily comfort, mental peace. But you will get spiritual bliss by developing devotion, love unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Hanisi Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they came from very good background, they're ministers. But how they're living in Vrindavan? They had no house, staying under the tree, they're eating very little, so cold, so hot. So when people they'll hear, they'll think, wow, they're going through so much austerity, tapasya. But actually for them it was not austerity, it was not tapasya. Because they're so much enjoying the pastimes, writing, discussing Krishna Katha. They're having the real sense gratification there. The devotees, they gratify their senses. How they gratify their senses? What is the best way of gratifying the senses for the devotees? Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, that matchita madgata prana badhyanti parasparam kathayanti samang nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. My devotees, matchita madgata prana, they have dedicated their heart unto me, and how they enjoy, whenever they get together, they discuss about me. In this way, tushyanticha ramanticha. If we become devotee, we, whenever get together, discuss about Krishna, whether under a tree, or under inside the five-star hotel, doesn't matter. The main source of their enjoyment is listening Krishna Katha. The source of enjoyment is not how nice atmosphere they are sitting there. They are not conditioned to that. But they discuss Krishna Katha. But materialistic people, what they do? As soon as they get together, and they discuss how to kill him, how to put him down, ahang bhakta, ahang bhogi, Today I have got this much, tomorrow I'll get more. This person is obstacle, I'll kill. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explaining. Asana, the non-devotees, they sit together, they discuss like this. By that they suffer more. But Krishna's devotees, whatever they get, they offer to Krishna, they take prasadam. I was in Vrindavan last month. There is one place, Terikadamba. In Vrindavan, Terikadamba. From Nandagaon, you have to go. You have been Terikadamba, you know, Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami. You have to go 1-3 kilometers from Nandagaon. There is one Shiva temple, Asheshwar Shiva. Krishna was there, Shiva went, then Madhusudha said, no, you are looking so ugly, my son will be terrified. And when Shiva left, then Krishna went crying more. And Shiva went and with Asheshwar, he's doing Asa, how I'll see Krishna. And finally they found, so Asheshwar Krishna, Shiva is there. So near that there is a place, Terikadamba. There's a Kadamba tree. When Krishna to go for grazing cows, he will climb on that tree, play on flute, then call all the cows. That place is very undeveloped, remote place, only one Babaji is staying. And that place you go so much peaceful there. Babaji was telling that many rich people they come here to see this place. He was telling one very rich person came and he was telling that we have so much money to be happy, with so much arrangement we are not happy, but when we come to this place nothing is here, but we feel so happy here. Why? Because of that is Krishna's place. My point is, so much material arrangements may not give us happiness. You may think, if I do this, I get a big building, big business, this, that, I'll be happy. But when you go there, you will not stay after a few days, you will feel boring there also. That's why Krishna bhaktas, nishkam, ateva santa. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami, sakale, asanta. Bhukti people, they want bhoga, sense enjoyment. Mukti, they want liberation. Siddhi, don't perfection, yoga siddhi, sakale asanta, nobody shanti, nobody in peace. But Krishna bhakta nishkam ateva santa. Devotees of Krishna, they are nishkam. Wherever they go, they don't get affected by what I have, what I don't have. So they are peaceful. That's why we should pray Krishna, how I develop love unto your lotus feet. And that is what we should pray. Once we get the lotus feet of Krishna, what else is necessary for us? We don't need anything else. We should not be worried that I'll have no opulence, no dhanam, no janam, no read. You get lotus feet of Krishna, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambhrama Sabhyamanam. millions of lakshmi serving that lotus feet, standing in line to get opportunity. And you get that lotus feet, why you should be scared?
Oh, I'll become poor, I'll not have anything, not necessarily. That's why we should pray.
Mama janmani janmani sare bhavatat bhakti. What kind of bhakti? Ahetukitve. You know, sikhyastakam, any of you know? Cheta darpana marjanam. Maybe every day you should read. After some time, you can memorize this. Every day, print out. Once you can read Mangalarti, after Mangalarti, or when you come back, sit together. And very, all teachings Mahaprabhu put in this five verses. There is saying you are chanting. How to chant your rounds? That process is given. That you have to chant Tunadapi Sunitana Tararapi Sahishuna Amaninang Manadana Kirtanya Sadhari. To get love of Godhead, you need four things to chant properly. That Tunadapi Sunitana, humble than blood of grass, Tararapi Sahishuna, more tolerant than tree. Amaninang Manadana. You don't expect respect from others, don't expect any respect from others. But you should be prepared to give respect to everybody. These four things one has to do to get love of Godhead. So these are very important things. Okay? Well, how we develop? We develop a relationship with Prabhupada by following his instructions. If we find out what would please Prabhupada, then we do that things. Then we develop relationship. On the other way, that why we should do please Prabhupada? I have my guru, why should I please Prabhupada? The thing is, by pleasing previous acharyas, that is a part of our bhakti. And Prabhupada is not some previous acharya for us. He is our founder acharya. We should think if Prabhupada would not take this trouble of coming to the West, what would happen? But now many people are coming to the West and preaching also. Many Indians are coming, many Gaudiya Math Gurus are coming. So what is Prabhupada's specialty then? Prabhupada's specialty is, many of other Gurus may come, big program, big lecture, this, that, but Prabhupada's specialty is, when nothing was here, Prabhupada came. And the trouble he went through in his life is to read. When he started preaching, how all the hippies would come, Prabhupada would cook for them, serve them, and they would eat and go away. Then Prabhupada clean their utensils. No bathroom, only one bathroom. Prabhupada staying with his disciples. He'll be standing in line, and Prabhupada would be standing in line also. But they do not know, Guru means he should let him go. They don't know that things. Prabhupada sitting, standing in line. You will do like this? I will not do like this. Right? I am sannyasi, let me go fast. Once Mukunda Maharaj is driving Prabhupada, then Prabhupada takes some apple at one bite, but apple, then give to Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Maharaj. Bite once, then give him to Prabhupada, please take this. See, what life Prabhupada has to go through. What life is. So this is his specialty. This is his speciality. What knowledge he has given, this, that many may come and give. But no one will get this opportunity of going through this trouble. This is opportunity and he is special for that. Many other guru acharyas will come. They will not have to stand in line for going to bathroom. So this is the thing what he has done. We have to recognize these things. And understand Prabhupada's position, that what he has given. So in this way, to please Prabhupada, whatever his desire was there, another way, nice way of developing more attraction towards Prabhupada is, I tell during Prabhupada's appearance day in my lecture, that we came after Prabhupada left the planet. I joined after Prabhupada left the planet. So many people, just after Prabhupada left planet 77, I joined 78. So many they lament, oh, if I would join 1 year before, or 6 months before, I could take initiation from Prabhupada. Right or no, you should not lament for that. By not taking initiation from Prabhupada, we are more fortunate. How? Just like in India, we know the children are more affectionate to the grandfather than the father. Father, we are very scared. The grandfather is very affectionate to the grandchildren. So we are grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada. That is, Prabhupada are more affectionate towards us. We are more close to Prabhupada than our Guru Maharaj. So that's why the different ways we should understand. And Prabhupada came, gave this knowledge which will not be changed for next 10,000 years. So he will be remain as link to Krishna for the people. They will take shelter of ISKCON for next 10,000 years. So thinking all these things, and we should understand, whatever ISKCON present gurus or leaders, they are trying to do, they are trying to do only to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. And what they are doing, they are engaging us in Prabhupada's service only. What present leaders are doing, they are engaging us in Prabhupada's service. So that way, we are related to Prabhupada. And also in spiritual life, our parampara is Rupanuga parampara. It is Rupanuga parampara. Our system is we can never serve Krishna directly. We have to go through parampara. So in this way, Prabhupada has to be there. If we do not keep Prabhupada in the center, then we will be out of the field. So considering all these things, one should develop his love, devotion to Srila Prabhupada. One must understand that how important it is to keep Prabhupada, his instruction, in the center of our life. Prabhupada will remain in the center. Our gurus, we, and after us, whoever will come, will just move surrounding Srila Prabhupada. Whoever will come, will simply move surrounding Srila Prabhupada. Even if people that are in ISKCON, some ISKCON, they go outside ISKCON, Gaudiya Math, wherever they go, who can give up Prabhupada? Nobody can give up Prabhupada. They have to keep. So, for many, many years from now, whatever the ISKCON devotees will do, that Prabhupada has given so many things to do, so many things he has given to do. So all will be engaging ourselves, fulfilling Prabhupada's so many desires. So that is another way how we link ourselves to Srila Prabhupada, by fulfilling Prabhupada's desires. His desire for book distribution, how much importance he was giving for book distribution, how he himself went for book distribution. Book distribution is a difficult job, definitely, going, standing on the street whole day. But I have done in India, book distribution is very difficult. Book bag, heavy book bag. I go shop to shop, people, they don't behave properly. But still it is good. Prabhupada did. Prabhupada was doing book distribution very old age, and he fainted on the street. Any of you fainted on the street? Have you fainted? So that means Prabhupada has taken more trouble than us to distribute these books. We have never fainted on the street. We have so many arrangements for us. Cars going, picking up, we are going by car. All arrangements are there. But Prabhupada's time, what arrangement was there? No arrangement was there.
So in this way, we try to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. Then, by that, we keep ourselves linked to Srila Prabhupada.
What we can do, but it's true, this Kali Yuga will always try to keep us separate so that he will be strengthy enough to keep us under his control. So, Kalau Sanghavalam, Kali Yuga, the best force is to stay together. And we can start it by chanting together. If we chant together and read Srila Prabhupada's books, I think it will keep us together. Otherwise, how is it possible when in all over the world, one country fighting with each other, so many things happening. But in ISKCON, you see Hindu, Muslim, Christian, American, European, Indian, they are staying together.
what keeps them together, how ISKCON staying together, whatever, even if you are not together, to some extent we are together. So how that happens? That happens because of the holy name. We are staying together, but somebody may say, oh, big factory company people, they are staying together, they are working together, but they are working for getting their salary. If you don't give them salary, they will not stay together. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramakali, that King Hussain Shah, then he called Sanatana Goswami, his minister. He said, who is this fakir? Fakir means, you know, beggar, sannyasi. And thousands of people going behind him. Then Sanatana Goswami thought, if I tell his glory, Chaitanya's glory, he will be envious. Then Sanatana Goswami said, no, he's just some fakir, beggar. Then this Muslim king said, no, he must be God. How you know he's God? Then he said, you see, I am paying people. That's why they listen to me. But the fakir is not paying anybody anything. But how thousands of people are going behind him? So like this, to stay together is very difficult. But if we all understand our goal of life, we all understand how by staying together we can develop. I will stay together with you if I know clearly that separately I can never reach Krishna. I need your help. We must recognize that I need your help. Then I like to stay together. Each of us, we have to understand this. We need, alone we cannot go. This karma, yoga, jnana, by your own you can do. But bhakti is not like that. Bhakti you have to do in a group. So you have to understand these things. Above all, you have to pray Lord Krishna. We have to pray Lord Krishna that sadhu sangha, without sadhu sangha we cannot do anything. Our ego that I am doing, but we should not think, oh, I am doing a great favor to ISKCON. I have come, I did this. Many people that demand, oh, I did so much to society. What is society doing for us? As if because of our society is here, no. Because of society, because of Prabhupada we are here. We should feel obligated. We should feel obligated to get the association of the devotees, to get the service of the devotees. Otherwise, we'll have no achievement in our life. So then we'll be more serious. This is a matter of experience. When you will not get the association of devotees, you will understand how difficult our life is. But sometimes due to Maya does not make us to understand difficulties, that we are difficult. But life is more difficult. So we have to be very, very careful. They say that in this world, saubhagya and durbhagya, good fortune and bad fortune. So somebody getting money, beautiful wife, good job, oh, he's a very fortunate person. But that is not good fortune, that is not fortunate. Only good fortune arises when you get association of the devotees. If you have no association of the devotees, whatever opulence or whatever establishment you might have, that is durbhagya, that is bad fortune. So all these subtle things we have to understand how important it is. And to stay in the ashram is very, very difficult, right? That is the ashram. In India, they are saying one has to be very, very fortunate to stay in ashram. Ashram life is very good and very difficult also. But you have to be really free from your ego. So many people will say so many things, so many behavior you have to get, you have to face so many things. In spite of that, to stay in ashram is not an easy job. Ashram life is very difficult. All your ego, you have to give up, surrender. So one has to, that's why they say ashram is for whom? One who feels he has no one, no shelter, he takes shelters of Krishna. You have a little shelter, oh, some in charge getting angry upon you, saying something. Oh, why I listen so many things? I'm an educated boy, I'll go and get job done, I'll get a job, maintain myself. Why I have to listen from these guys like this? You have some shelter there. Oh, I have money, my father has business. As long as you're feeling you have something, you cannot surrender.
You cannot surrender. So one who understands, I have nothing, I have no shelter, that doesn't mean he is a poor man. He can be a rich man, but he understands how useless all these riches, all these things, he realizes that. Then he takes it very strongly. Now where shall I go? I have no other shelter in this world. So whatever trouble I get, I may get scolded by Vaishnavas, then whatever it is, I cling to the lotus feet. This Saranagati. And this Saranagati only comes, Bhagavan Krishna is Agatir Gati. You know Agatir Gati? Agatir means one who has no shelter. Krishna says, I am for you here. As long as you are thinking, oh, my father has business, I have bank balance, I am educated, I have no problem for protection. Okay, you are protected. You don't need me then. Only when you realize, oh, I am so unprotected. Some people, they feel unprotected if they don't have. Many people, they don't have, they don't feel. They strive more. But good fortune, people, they don't have, but they understand. Oh, I have nobody else. Let them take shelter of Krishna. And sometimes, see, people, they have, but they understand. Even if they are having everything, but they understand. How useless all these things. Ambarish, Puru, Parikhit, they are very opulent, but they have understood how useless these things. They are not interested, simply always associating with the sadhus, discussing Krishna Katha. So in this way, you have to understand the reality of this material world, then take shelter of Krishna. So that will keep us united. You have to keep united, because otherwise we ourselves will become weak, as Prabhupada has told. Many sticks you put together, one cannot break it. A single stick, it will be broken. So that's why we have to stay together. That is my understanding. In this understanding, I stay in ISKCON. In spite of so many problems, this, that, I stay in ISKCON. Where shall I go? No other shelter. Dedicate. You see, we have gone so many lifetimes we have spent like this. One life we should try to give to Krishna completely. Give to Krishna completely. There is a nice pujari, Prabhupada disciple, very elderly pujari. One Ramachari, one lady wrote a letter to him, Prabhu, I want to marry you. And this Prabhu, very simple person, said, yeah, how can I marry you? This body I have given to Radha Madhava. This body will not be used for anything else. It's only for Radha Madhava. So I just see how strong he is. He has understood this body is offered to Radha Madhava for no other service. It's a very great decision. This body I have got, and somebody has taken that decision so wise, so intelligent. What this body, how much this body cost? When you die, how many rupees? Somebody will 33 rupees it will cost. When Maharaj give lectures, when you die, the body will cost 33 rupees. And how intelligent he is. To think like this, I have given this body to Krishna. I can't use it for anything else. So these are very subtle things we have to understand. To surrender our body, mind and intelligence and ourself unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki, Prabhupada ki.